So how does Miss Bethany go about finding out if this person was actually flirting or if it was just good customer service? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, this might sound crazy, but I'd love to know how to proceed here.
Okay.
A few months ago, I had a second appointment with a doctor in town.
Okay.
I hate to be too specific, but a specialist.
A specialist.
By all accounts, he's single, slightly nerdy, reaching mid-40s.
Okay.
There's a huge chemistry.
Wow.
I had a friend there who basically said later, get a room.
Oh.
And thought he really liked me.
Okay.
Although nothing inappropriate was stated in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think he showed tremendous interest, but I don't want to seem crazy.
Mm.
So is there anything rational I can do next to test his interest, or is it futile? Given that he is so serious and professional.
Mm.
It's been a couple of months, and oddly enough, I thought he would find some way to make contact. Here I am, sounding crazy again, LOL. Any help would be great. Thank you both.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good sign that the friend was all like, oh, gotta roam, and like picked up on something.
Picked up on that there must have been some mutual interest there.
Right. But I don't think that he could ever, the ball couldn't be in his court.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the ball's
ethically speaking
in your court for everything.
Yeah.
And is that a thing where you got to get a new doc?
I don't know. Do you keep making up the reasons why you have to go back and see him?
Now, you're not specific, but you said it was a specialist.
Yeah.
So maybe let's assume it was a dermatologist, okay?
Okay.
Let's just assume. I don't know.
Lots of different other skin issues you could have.
So you could say, you could go, so I think I've got an area I want you to look at.
Stop.
What do you mean stop?
That sounded creepy. That was, no, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I've got another area that, can you see if this is a mole or a freckle?
Oh, here's one thing. We grabbed the friend who was there with you before. Maybe they have moles. Maybe go get a mole check. Like you accompany the friend.
And oh, so go not with the patient, friend the next
then
time.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you're still a patient.
Well, still, but in that moment.
the doctor's going to know.
In the moment, we need to see if there are still vibes. We need another check. What I'm saying.
So get your friend to go to this doctor.
Right. And then you accompany them and then just sense if there's still vibes.
502-795-1997. Have you ever... Are you a professional and been hit on and they succeed in going out and dates with you?
Yeah,
what
basically,
happened?
If it's never appropriate when you're on the job.
Right.
Like, how do you go about following up with someone maybe you vibed with that might be a customer client and something like that?
Yeah, so we need kind of a how-to guide here.
Okay.
All right? How to pick up professionals, okay?
No, Trina's just like, he wasn't interested. If he was, he would have reached out. Probably just being polite, let it go. Now, Trina, let's not crush dreams yet.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that's a little bit more of a cynical way to look at it just because he's probably in the zone and not thinking about dating or relationships in the moment he's at work.
Or there was the friend picked up on the vibes. So maybe, again, he just felt like he couldn't hit on her because she was currently his patient at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are rules in the community, especially if it's a doctor community where you don't date your patients, but I don't
know.
I only made it through a half a semester of pre-med. Don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, you didn't get to that part. Okay.
I didn't get to that part in my studies. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories, especially if this worked or... You've been in this same situation. How'd you do it?
Yeah, how'd you get around it?
Yep. So our listener, Miss Bethany, on 99.7 EJX, thinks there is some chemistry between her and a, quote, specialist who she had a recent appointment with and is wanting to know a couple different things. One, if how she finds out if there was mutual attraction. And two, how she shoots her shot.
Yeah, Jordan says, as a provider myself, we tend to match the energy of the patient in the room.
Mm.
It's highly unethical to date any clients or patients, though there may be some attraction, but I don't think that he's going to risk his license to pursue you. You'd need to leave that practice and then find a way to reach out. Maybe try to find a mutual friend.
Mm. Now, Allison said on Facebook, my friend and I both went to the immediate care center together. We both had the same symptoms. And he wound up leaving with a date with the nurse.
Oh.
So I guess it's not impossible. LOL, go back there and get him.
Okay, then.
Allison is like, who cares about rules?
It's like, you know what? Doesn't matter. Like, how you can't control how you meet someone.
All's fair in love and war, right?
Right. And yes. Is immediate care center different than, like, a specialist?
No, they're both. What do you mean?
I'm just asking.
That's funny.
Elizabeth says, just saying, my opinion, this is awkward. If you had met him out somewhere, that would be different. But there is a line you should not cross.
Lisa rolls in on text and said, I had an eye doctor who I felt vibes with. Nothing wound up happening. He actually moved to another city.
Oh, dang it.
And I've thought about him over the years, but then also think, do I want to be with a doctor who flirts with his patients? No, I don't.
That's a really good point.
But maybe it was just you, Lisa, that he was flirting with.
It could have been just you. It could have been just you. You might be shortchanging yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, give yourself some credit, girl.
Shannon on Facebook says you're probably going to have to stalk him and his interests and then accidentally run into him somewhere else.
There it is.
40s and nerdy, though. He's probably not going to seek you out. Make it happen.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing.
Just linger outside the business. He's going to have to leave at some point, right? To go home and just happen to be walking by.
Linger outside. That's giving off major stalkish vibes.
I'm just expanding on Shannon's ideas.
Okay.
That's what she's saying. You're just going to have to accidentally be in the same place that he is outside of his office.
But, like, maybe just you find out idle chit-chat, not necessarily outside of his office, because still, he's going to be in office mode when he's walking out of his office. So, like, the idle chit-chat, the next time you go see this, quote, specialist, and you find out maybe what he likes to do. Did he get to, like, a concert? Does he like basketball? Like, what?
Yes,
just all that
Amy,
stuff.
Guys, that is stalker status, of course. Of course we're saying that. However, what about this? Is this, what if you call, like, the receptionist, right? The person that makes the appointments and ask, like, hey, does Dr. So-and-so
look,
have a girlfriend?
There is not.
Is he married?
Look.
He is attractive.
The receptionist.
You don't have to say who you are.
The person at the phone is going to protect the doctors or whoever.
It's worth a shot.
It's not going to happen.
No? Because maybe he's beloved and they're all like, yeah, we need to find him a good girl. And maybe it might be that kind of a thing. And she's just like, oh, well, he is kind of single.
I mean, think about it, though, Kelly. Like, people call the radio station and we're more protective of people here. Like if someone calls and goes like, hey, Kelly sounds cute. Is she single?
Has anyone said that?
No, but
I'm married, but I like to know that. I'm
just like that. No. All right. So anyways, maybe.
No, it might be worth a try, though.
You know, don't lose hope, but there is.
Don't lose hope, but there's not a lot of hope unless you're a
stalker.
Hope.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks. I don't think we helped at all.
I think we did. Thanks, Miss Bethany. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens. Ashley rolls in and says, this is giving very Craigslist misconnections.
Sure.
All right.
Gosh. Allie says, plot twist. The receptionist is his side piece.
Okay. All right. Now we're just making stuff up. We can
so
be done now.
Scandalous.
It's group therapy.